Okay, so as we're recording, I will be doing this in English to keep the discussion as open and accessible as possible. I hope that's okay for everyone. If anyone requires a discussion in German, we can postpone it to another time of the Easter hack. Okay, I guess for the people who are here, I won't have to explain a lot about what this is about. So. Just one thing first, this has been a very dynamic situation. So this is a topic which is about 3 days old. This presentation is not based on scientific evidence, tried and true proven methods. It's just, yeah, what we've been discussing with a lot of people, personal opinions, tips and tricks that I have needed over the last few days. So this is like not tried and true. I just try to keep the discussion open and maybe give some pointers on how we can move forward. Well, what happened in the last few days? I go back a little bit further than the past few days. In February 2024, NVD encountered severe funding and personnel issues, and the quality and number of rated CVEs with a neutral CVSS scoring rapidly declined. A few months later, CSAR stepped in, replacing the NVD and taking over most of the scoring of the CVEs. It was like a little dip in service, but nothing to really worry about. So since then, we've been riding the boat, not carrying that it has been rocky. Well, and then Trump decided to start a major attack on cybersecurity, starting with his personal vendetta about against Chris Krebs. And this is actually an attack on all cybersecurity professionals who take their jobs seriously and who prioritize what we do every day over political agendas and stuff like that. So going forward to last week, the NVD very suddenly stopped giving funding to Mitre. Mitre, the central agency who runs the CVE database. So for a few hours, it actually looked like the complete vulnerability database would go down. Which ensured a major panic amongst IT security professionals all over the world. Everyone on Mastodon like saying, we have a problem, this needs management attention now, but nobody really knowing what to do. So some other organizations tried to step in. Try to spawn new databases to acquire funding and somehow fill this void. A day later, there was a declaration that the funding for the CVE database would continue, but only for a year. It was like most people just saying, okay, funding continues, yeah, for another 11 months, and still a lot of people were laid off at the agencies. So we're not back into sure waters as people liked to believe. Management personnel and many other people said, oh, false alarm, let's just get back to business as usual. Okay, let's go back about 12 hours, where everybody on Mastodon and social media feeds from the IT security community said, this needs management attention now, this is a problem, we need to do something. Yeah, and I sat there like, hi, it's me, I'm management, tell me what to do. I'm going as far as to say that April 15th, 2025 was the most challenging content day in my career so far. Why is that? Why am I going so far? It is a problem, a crisis that came without warning. Well, that's the nature of crises. But it was unlike anything we had encountered so far. Everything I've done so far in my career has been blueprinted by someone else. I worked my way up from operations to IT security management. Everything I've done so far, someone has done it before me. I could find a blog post, I could ask somebody, I could rely heavily on all the people who have twice or thrice, three times as much experience as I have. And all those people I was used to looking up to scraping their feet and blogs for advice, for an opinion on the matter, for telling me what to do, they all just posted the letter about the funding issue and said, we need to do something. But nobody knew what something was. I knew I need to alert my upper management to this issue, but how to explain what situation we're actually in? We IT security professionals rely heavily on our gut feelings, which is basically a good thing because these gut feelings are experience from years or decades of IT security work, which are so deeply embedded into us that we can react before we have to take hours to do analysis and conscious thought. We can just start acting on our gut feelings and analyze as we go. So that's basically a good thing. But when we raise issues like that to upper management, we're talking about people who mostly come from economics or, I don't know, financial ways of university or whatever. They are mostly not IT professionals, so they basically have no idea what we're talking about. They don't know why we're raising like a really, really, really big crisis from some little funding issue, which sounds like any other funding issue in the US right now. What I'm going to do here is I'll show you some conversations that, of course, never occurred in my professional or private. This is the work for of fantasy. All relations to naturally existing persons is completely incidental. And what the answers were that I had or we discussed with our managers, with our co-workers, and with other people in the community struggling with the same issues. Okay, so first question, isn't this the job of the BSI? So the German government institution for security in information. Well, please don't get me started about the definition of responsibilities for German governmental organizations. Maybe it is their job, maybe it isn't. If they decide it might be their job, it would take several years for them to actually take issue, and even more years to actually take action. So even if it were their job, this is irrelevant, because we can't rely on them. They are too slow, we have an issue, and we have it now. So we can't obviously rely on their speed, and they're actually not knowing if there's something to do. The other point is, there was a governmental organization which just failed. So do we really believe that replacing it with another government or a government organization is a solution just because the other organization resides on this side of the Atlantic? I don't think so. Okay, going deeper into our work, the other question was, which was mainly a question for the last weeks to 2 months, why do we even bother? There are central databases for this, to actually go and scrape and research all the manufacturer feeds where they publish their vulnerability info. Is this really necessary? Is the is the money and value actually a good trade-off here? Up until last week, I was open to this discussion, but I guess now we know why we do the work of scraping all the manufacturers' feeds individually and not just relying on central feeds. So, relevant answer number one, and I know this is gonna make people angry, don't do threat intelligence, start being intelligent about your threats. I mean, there's companies pushing a lot of money into these threat intelligence buzzword. I personally am not a fan of threat intelligence, not per se, but you shouldn't, as an organization, and please relay this to your managers, as an organization, you should not put a single euro into any threat intelligence program or service provider as long as you don't have all your servers patched on the latest version with the latest hardening guides and can make sure that every update and every security issue can be deployed in the whole organization within at least 48 hours. If you have ensured that, by all means, go into the darknet and try if you can somehow magically foresee which will be the next attacker targeting your organization or whatever. But up until you handle your vulnerabilities, just don't do threat intelligence. Because that's actually what happens. That's what I see at many companies. That this regular, boring, old patch and vulnerability management, it exists. Oftentimes, it only exists for some paper compliance reasons. And then they go and do threat intelligence programs with the, I guess there's three major companies offering that right now, and I don't have to say the names. But the reality is that there are still, I don't know, Windows XP computers running as a mail server somewhere in your basement. Until you fix that, just don't do threat intelligence. We actually, and there was a, I think it was Vas, who did a really interesting thread on Mastodon, that we all have become really complacent in our areas of comfort. And I found that quite enlightening, because what many companies do is just take the vulnerability feeds and relay them internally via email. A person who takes an entry from the CVE database or a manufacturer feed, copy-pastes it into an email, and then sends it to the operators of a certain server running that software, is not a security analyst. So, we need to step out of these comfort zones of taking the work of others for granted, and we need to enrich those vulnerability data, which are like based, I mean, CVSS scoring is based on assumptions like best practices. We have to go and map them to our actual environment we're working in. And we have to, I don't know, I don't care how you do it, you can modify the CVSS vector by, I don't know, adjusting the sliders to where the next firewall stands, and if you have actual network or adjacent or physical, you can implement other scoring systems related on what kind of business or security criticality certain systems have, but you need to enrich this neutral, one-size-fits-all assumption of the CVSS vector to your specific organization. If you cannot do this, you shouldn't be spending a euro, a dollar, or whatever currency on CrowdStrike, Mandiant, or whatever threat intelligence programs, you shouldn't employ people to scrape the darknet, because your actual threat vector is that you don't know anything about your own organization. We need to find that knowledge, we need to employ that knowledge, and we need to stop being complacent, lazy bastards. Going back to someone on in a centralized organization saying, oh, I think this might be a 6.8 of 10, but actually I don't know how your Active Directory is configured. So if you configured it stupidly, maybe it might be a 10. We don't know. We have to know. Okay, so the obvious next question is, oh, well, if the database is missing, can't we just buy it somewhere else? There are companies who do that, right? Can't we just outsource this? Okay, so apart from this being like an admittance of complete and utter lack of internal security analysis and any clue of what you're doing in your security and vulnerability governance, there are very few companies who actually do this as quality service. Those very few companies will be the ones everyone is rushing to right now. So there's basically two possible scenarios. Either they don't have any capabilities left for you at the point you try and inquire for their service, or they are trying to match the demand and rush in to hire badly trained available personnel from the market and selling you this in very bad quality. So the only way you can actually assure that you have this in proper quality for your own needs is hire the personnel. I know that takes time. So assuming you have any kind of functioning IT security governance, incident response, or whatever, check what personnel do you have, what skills do they have, and where can I shift personnel to actually do this right now. I mean, if you have like, if you're a lucky company and have like 5 or 6 incident responders laying in wait for the next incident, and while there is no incident, they are just, I don't know, braiding their hair or painting their toenails, then take them and let them do vulnerability management right now until the next incident occurs. Also, and I don't believe I actually have to say this out aloud, outsourcing your vulnerability management is like giving away your most sensitive information on where your biggest issues lie to somebody else and introducing them as an additional single point of failure. So, I mean, I like to watch programs or movies where people do crazy heists, and that the most difficult thing usually is to come across building plans where the secret maintenance shafts are painted on. And you really think this might be a good idea to give exactly the plan where the highly sensitive maintenance shafts are on to some random, usually US corporation, and tell them, please do our vulnerability management. And everybody, anyone ever heard of OPSEC?
You're clean on that.
Okay, and now what's most important for me as part of this community is the point that's the next one. The obvious question, if you're doing this as we are, scraping all the manufacturer feeds, taking all the sources, comparing them, comparing the ratings. Say you have actually okay-ish vulnerability management in place, which I am as arrogant as to say we might actually have. So isn't this sufficient? Well, what we observed, and this is, again, disclaimer, this is not scientific proven data, this is more like a gut feeling. The observation that we have is that usually the manufacturers themselves, when they announce CVEs or give vulnerability advisories on their websites, companies like Microsoft, Red Hat, I don't know, all the big players in the field, they usually downrate their vulnerabilities with a lower CVSS scoring. What we observe is that for the critical vulnerabilities, they are often rated between 0.8 and 1.2 points lower than what we observe to be the neutral scorings from NVD or CISA. Because, like a colleague of mine put it, what should they say? We sold you garbage? Of course they don't do that. So we've come to chronically distrust the manufacturer scoring. Also, and this is where we as a community actually have to step in now. We know the responsible disclosure process. We have a lot of independent researchers in the community who know the pain of discovering a vulnerability and having manufacturers completely ignore the concerns or refusing to publish what they found. This is why responsible disclosure as a process has to exist. So if we only rely on the manufacturers themselves, it's like everything's predestined to become hidden to avoid PR scandals. So for the things that come from individual researchers, we actually have to do something. Okay, so that's what the advice, the outlook for the moment, for the last week, for conversation with your managers was. We actually have to look a little bit farther, because the main issue is that things have actually been broken. No matter the funding continuity, things have been broken. There are things we aren't gonna get back right now. We actually thought we had a central, reliable authority, like with all the other things that have come forward in the last decades, I don't know, the ITF, the RFC database, the CVE database was just one of the things in the internet that would just exist. Nobody ever really questioned this. So we lost a completely reliable resource overnight. Maybe the resource is back now, but we lost the trust. And this trust isn't something we're gonna get back. Not today, not tomorrow, not in the next weeks. It will take months and years of effort to get this trust and the unambiguity back. We're basically in a split brain situation. I'm gonna talk about this in a minute. This loss of trust, and I don't want to offend anyone, but this is kind of a community trauma we just suffered. We lost something we took for granted, we lost our trust in it, and we have to build something new. We won't be able to turn back time and surface 2 weeks ago. We have to build something new. The something new is currently a split brain out of hell. So, currently, after some panicked scrambling, we have four different databases. We have the current or old CVE database, which actually rests on two legs now. There's a CVE foundation as an independent foundation trying to secure the funding. And the CVE database as part of MITRE as it was. Then we have the new ENISA effort with the European Vulnerability Database. Then the cybersecurity response something from Luxembourg created something they call a global CVE database. And stemming from the work GitHub has made regarding security advisories and the backup of the CVE database that was pushed to GitHub. There's the GitHub advisory database. So if we look into the EU database right now, it lists alternate keys. And from what I've seen in the last 2 days, it usually lists 1, 2, or 3 of those alternate IDs, and never all 4. So we are in a split brain situation, and repairing this will take months to years. And this is actually what low-level operating will be about in the next weeks to months. Somehow finding a strategy to handle this split brain situation and finding the conflicts and overlaps between the vulnerabilities. Now, not only are there many, they also all have the same weakness. They all rely on individual governments or corporations. So they are all at risk in the current political situation to suffer the same fate as the CVE database at any point in the future. Not only do they suffer the fate of defunding, they also are in risk of the corporate or political agendas. So when we look at our governments, at our corporations there are people and governments who actually think hackback is a good idea. They are out there saying that it is a good idea to keep back vulnerability information to be able to utilize this in the future. And this is something either for corporate interest or for political interest. None of these efforts that have come forward so far are safe against. So as a security community, as a case communication club, as IT security professionals in some kind of organized communication, I know organized is a strong word here, but as a community, we have to go back to our roots. We have to actually make an effort to find something. I don't know how it might look, but I believe we have to find something that is open and decentralized and provides a safe space for especially individual researchers to be heard, to be safe that their responsible disclosure process and the vulnerabilities they find will neither be ignored nor simply overlooked because they only reside in some small block at the endpoint of the internet. Because we can't lose the efforts of these individual researchers from our communities. And I personally believe that these vulnerabilities and these researchers are what's most in danger right now to be the victims of this whole disaster. And yes, I'm fully aware that I just complained that we have 4 systems, and I just made the point that I think a 5th is necessary. I know what I'm doing, I know it's stupid, but if you have any other idea, come forward and state it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have